Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to exciting Amity Warrior basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you from Blanchette High School in Salem, Oregon, where your Warriors and the Blanchette Catholic Cavaliers will match up in this boys' OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tire State Championship first-round game. How are you tonight, Ron?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
Good. Sorry you didn't make the trip to Nissa with me yesterday. You know, left at 7:30, drove pretty much straight through, got checked in at the hotel in Ontario about an hour and a half before the game, went over, got set up. But I'm going to tell you, the nice thing on that, well, we had good roads going over. They were horrible coming back, but good roads going over. But dealing with the Nissa School District, without question, a credit to OSAA and all of high school athletics when you get to interact with a school like that. They set an example of how it should be done. You could not have, we could not have been in a more accommodating and professional environment. And we won't talk about Blanchette as the other side of the coin here to that. But instead, we'll move on to looking at tonight's game. Blanchette comes into this as the number four seed out of the 16 teams in the OSAA bracket here. The Warriors come in as the 13th seed. However, if you were looking at state rankings, Blanchette would be 4 and Amity would be 10. And so, but because of home teams getting an automatic league champions getting an automatic home berth and then having to make sure you don't play somebody from your own league in the first round, the Warriors get bumped down to 13. These two teams know each other. They've played each other. They know each other on the football field, and they know each other on the basketball court. They played earlier this year at Corbin University on a neutral site back on Martin Luther King Day, Monday night game that started late. It was delayed, ended up like an hour and a half later, and it was supposed to start. And the Warriors played tough with them until about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It was anybody's game, back and forth. The Warriors had some leads in there. And then Blanchette went on, I don't remember exactly, I want to say it was like a 13-2 run or something like that at the end of the quarter and a little bit into the fourth quarter, and the Warriors just didn't recover from that.
Some timely threes, and we went back down and shot quick threes that didn't hit the net.
And that run ended with a Bayshaw lay-in on the baseline right at the end of the third quarter, just before the buzzer. And that little meltdown was kind of a microcosm of the Warriors' season. They have played a number of games where you could take about a 2 or 3 minute chunk out of the game, and if you remove that, it was anybody's ball game. But that little meltdown led to the Warriors coming out short. So tonight the challenge for Amity will be not to have those kind of any kind of spurt like that.
Yeah, it's just keep it together and keep believing in one another. And not if they just keep it together, we both feel like they can play with anybody.
You know, when they're patient on offense, run it through, trust each other, make the extra pass, especially off of penetration, instead of getting in too deep. Starting in and then kicking it before the double team comes or the defense collapses and they get themselves in a bad situation. And then on the defensive end, just so often the problem is not knowing who their man is, not getting back on transition defense, just little breakdowns that lead to some runs by the other team. So the challenge as you face Blanchette is really threefold, and I'll list them in order of importance. Number one is R.J. Valiz, their point guard. Valiz, not a proficient three-point shooter. I'm not saying he can't shoot it, but he doesn't shoot it. Instead, he wants to take you down within about 8 feet of the basket, and he loves to go left. Yeah. Loves to work his way down the left side of that lane and finish strong. He's an outstanding athlete. He'll be the best all-around athlete on the floor tonight for either team. He's the quarterback of their football team. He's an all-state type of kid. And if he gets you down there at 6'2 and strong and just a good finisher around the rim, he causes a lot of problems for us defensively. We've got to keep him above the key and off to the side, not let him get penetration.
Yeah, sees the whole floor better than probably most people. That one of the best that we've seen all year long as far as seeing open people, hitting them when they're open, unselfish.
We play against a lot of good point guards. We played against the Carly kid from Santa Yam Christian.
Yes.
We get the Nowlin kid from Dayton. We get the kid from Horizon.
Little guy from Horizon.
Who does a great job. And they've got a – and then, you know, and so we see these kids, the kid from Willamina,
yes,
who can shoot the lights out.
Yeah.
So we see a variety of different point guards. He's different than any of the rest of them because he plays the point guard position like a power forward.
Yes.
He wants to over-muscle you and just dominate you physically instead of just by beating you with quickness or with outside shooting.
And he's a deceptive 6'1", 6'2", because he has the athletic ability to be 4 or 5 inches taller just by how he plays.
Okay, number two on the list of things we have to deal with tonight is Mike Bashaw. Bashaw, 6'4" kid with excellent range. He's a great outside shooter, loves to shoot from the corner or the wing, but he can also finish right at the rim. He runs the floor very well, and defensively he's a good rebounder.
Yeah, he's not a banger. He is probably, if not the tallest, one of the taller guys on their team, but he does not like to go inside.
No, on offense, he loves to be, well, he stays out, which allows Valiz to go in,
yep,
and then you got the kick out to a 6'4 kid that it's hard to get back out and challenge the shot on, and he's a good shooter.
Yeah.
So that's one and two. The third one is, and I don't know which one it is, it's one of the Torres kids. I think it's the senior, Freddie Torres, who is about 6 feet tall and can shoot the three and did that to us and plays very good defense. Both of the Torres kids are good defenders, but Freddie Torres is a little bit better offensive player.
A little bit bigger.
Yep. And that's he's a kid that stepped up because when we saw them play last year, I don't remember him jumping out at me. Bashaw and Valiz and then a couple of guys that graduated are the ones I remember, but Torres stepped up his game as a senior and gives them that third offensive player. So if you close out Valiz and you take away Bashaw, Torres is the guy who will step up and knock down that outside shot.
Well, and I've made the comment that they, both of them, have campfires in the corner around the three-point line and they just camp out there waiting for Valiz to see them,
right,
or need them.
Yep.
And probably more times than not, they're going to knock down that three.
Yeah, Valiz is probably the best finisher of any guard that we see during the regular season and into the playoffs here. His ability to finish around the rim on either side, either hand, but wants to dominate you physically inside the paint. And like you said, spread those guys out at the three-point line so that if you do collapse and help on defense, there's somebody out there for an open look. For the Warriors offensively, like we talked about, they've got to get good ball movement, trust their teammates, make that extra pass, and we need guys to knock down open shots when they have them, whether that's Jaeger in the high post or that's Tyler Parr who on the driving dish kicking out to Parr, or it's Jason Nelson. You can't just wait for Sam White and Zach Blake to knock down outside shots. These other guys are going to have to hit that to get that defense out.
And we really need to get off to a better start than we did against Dayton. Now, you know, we missed like three mid-range jumpers that if those would have gone, I think that would have been a better ball game. People say, oh, yeah, you got killed. But it just that's the way this team plays. If they lose it mentally, which they did in that first 4 or 5 minutes of the Dayton game, it's hard for them to get it back.
Well, and I've talked with a number of people, and I think the consensus, you know, if you're playing our team, what you're telling your kids is if we can get out early, they're done. Yeah. Our kids have not done a good job of coming back from behind very many times this year. I don't know what the biggest lead we've overcome, but I'll bet it's not 10 points. I don't know if we've been down 10 and won a game all year.
I think 6 or 8 points is sort of the magic line, and they just they start to play the scoreboard instead of just playing one possession at a time.
Yeah, the flip side of that is when our boys are close in a game, they'll play with anybody.
Yes.
That when their head is where it needs to be, when their focus is where it needs to be, when they're in the game, either in front or close in the game, they're a whole different ball team.
Yeah.
And they create matchup nightmares for all kinds of teams because of the quick guard play they have. Kodiak Jaeger staying out of foul trouble and being able to knock down that mid-range shot. And especially, I think if you go back and look, the big wins we've had this year are Jaeger has almost always been a factor on the offensive end, giving them that third offensive player behind the guard.
Yeah, balanced scoring is the other key. When we have scoring like 8, 10, 12 apiece spread out between 4 or 5 guys, that's really a key. And the other thing I think is, I don't think they got anybody to play with Josh. If Josh Wirt plays, he's a better athlete than their big guy.
Defensively, they're not strong inside. They're not the best defensive team we're going to see all year. Dayton's a much better defensive team than this group. Horizon's a better defensive team. Santiam Christian's a better defensive team, I think, than Blanchett. But really, what Blanchett has that some of the other schools we've played this year don't have is R.J. Valise. I mean, really, that's the difference. But, you know, when you say they're number four, you know, we're talking about Santiam Christian at number three, Horizon at number five, and Dayton at number two. That's the league we play in. And yeah. So this is no different than going head-to-head with those teams.
Yeah.
And that's the way our boys have to think about this. We've beaten Horizon. We've beaten SC. We almost beat Dayton at their place, losing by six. Our boys have to know they can play with anybody in the state that they've seen this year.
Well, our league is certainly a better league than what they've played in as far as competition.
Yeah, they haven't played against anybody in the top 15 in their
Salem,
league. Salem Academy is in second place.
Them and Salem Academy. Yeah. And with our league, with Horizons and Santiam.
And even Willamina.
It's a good chance that Santiam, Horizon, and Dayton will all be in the state playoffs.
Absolutely.
And then you got the Portland bunch with three or four decent teams.
Yep.
But this team, this league's only about two deep.
Yeah, well, I think they're one deep.
Yeah.
We saw Salem Academy earlier this year. We didn't play very well, and we beat them by double digits at their place.
Yeah.
And I think that's just the nature of where 3A basketball is right now. And what we're going to see next year, of course, is that the leagues realign, and this becomes one of our competitors.
Yes.
So we will have Salem Academy. We will have Blanchett. We will have Scio, Dayton, YC, and Amity locked into the same basketball, volleyball league. Football will be a little bit different. They're still working through all that situation. But bottom line is this is a team we're going to see twice a year beginning next season during the regular season, and we'll get to watch R.J. Valise in football and basketball.
One more year.
So yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. We got about 3.5 minutes to go before the tip-off of this one, well, at least until the national anthem.
Right.
You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on the home of the Warriors, KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Very often, the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats will help you design your logo and business cards so that the first impression you make is a good first impression. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack.
The Oregon School Activities Association welcomes you to this broadcast of an OSAA, U.S. Bank, Les Schwab Tires State Championship event. U.S. Bank is proud to celebrate its 33rd year of supporting OSAA State Championships. Les Schwab Tires celebrating more than 55 years of pride in performance. We hope you enjoy today's championship event.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
For auto body repairs, one name remains top of mind. J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts. It's the best option for collision repairs. Find us at jwcarstar.com and you can relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Did an appliance have an unexpected breakdown?
Oh, no.
They never ask first if it's in your budget. But no problem. Visit your local Sears Hometown Store and Mac and lease a brand new appliance. We have the best brands to choose from. Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Samsung, and KitchenAid, to name just a few. And your Sears Hometown Store can get you going with a low monthly lease rate that will fit your budget. Age and income requirements apply, so ask for details at your Sears Hometown Store in McMinnville at 1621 Northeast Baker Street.
What makes Friday and Saturday evenings really special at Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery? It's their prime rib, prepared from their all-natural grain-fed beef, raised on their own Angus Springs Ranch. For a special occasion, or to simply make the occasion special, visit Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery for a prime rib dinner featured every Friday and Saturday evening. Prime rib at Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery in Beaverton and McMinnville.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to introduce the starting lineups here from Blanchett High School. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber bringing you the live action of this OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tire State Championship game in the first round of the boys' playoffs. At U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our communities. We are pleased to champion athletic and activity-based programs that enrich the quality of life for everyone. You can count on every U.S. banker to serve you and to cheer on the spirit of teamwork. From the start of the game to the final whistle, U.S. Bank is proud to support the Oregon Schools Activities Association, U.S. Bank Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Well, Les Schwab makes a promise, they stand behind it. So when you buy tires for your car or truck, you get their best tire value promise for the life of the tire. Because a promise is a promise. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing matters. And if you want the latest information on your favorite high school team, Amity Warriors, log in to osaa.org. The OSAA has schedules, scores, and official rankings for all member schools in all team sports. At osaa.org, you'll also find playoff brackets, broadcast schedules, and historical records. For more information, visit osaa.org. All right, Ron, getting ready for the starting lineups here. I don't know if they're going to do those first and then the national anthem. That's what it kind of looks like.
There's nothing like a state playoff. Doesn't matter if you're in Marshfield or North Bend or Blanchett. This is a interesting atmosphere.
It is. It's always full of energy, and you are hard-pressed to find a better atmosphere than high school basketball that represents kind of what American culture is about at the high school level. Football is unique in its own way, but there's something about that close proximity of the fans in basketball. It changes the atmosphere. People feel so connected to the game. It's really a lot of fun, and you and I have both spent a tremendous number of years around basketball in the state of Oregon, and it doesn't matter if you're a 1A school or you're a 6A school. It electrifies your fan base and your community, your student body population, and it doesn't matter. In fact, I would say your school's 1A through 3A, if you want to go and watch state championship action, those are the ones to go watch because those are the ones that everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, the Warriors will start their regular starting five tonight. Sam White, Zach Blake, Jason Nelson, Kodiak Yeager, and Tyler Parr. And I'll tell you, one of the keys lately for the Warriors has been Brian Hatch off the bench. Scott Nelson's developed some trust in him, and that's made a big difference.
And he's I watched practice two or three nights this week, and he's definitely part of the project now.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well as Josh. He'll go that first seven guys.
Yep, and they're I don't know how healthy Tommy is. He's been practicing more. Which gives him another guy off the bench.
Yes.
This is as healthy as or as deep as we've been all year.
Yes. Yeah.
So starting for the Cavaliers of Blanchett, Freddie Torres, Diego Torres, R.J. Valiz, Mike Bayshaw, and Stephen Koppel. Koppel really doesn't do much. He might give them 2 or 4 points at most. The heart of this team, as we mentioned, is Valiz and Bayshaw. We're going to have the national anthem at this point, so we're going to turn the mic so hopefully you can hear this pep band performing from Blanchett High School, the national anthem. All right. Hope we were able to hear that. Warriors out on the floor in their traveling gray uniforms with royal and white trim. Royal numbers on them. And the home Cavaliers wearing white with a multi-horizontal stripe down the sideline of their uniforms, both the shorts and the shirts of a royal and gray. So they look like home and away are the same team.
Yeah.
Both schools do a blue and white, and so the gym looks like it's all one school when you just glance at it. Blue and white all over the place. All right. Packed house here at Blanchett. We're ready. Jaeger wins the tap easily, maybe stole it, gets it to Blake. Blake, top of the key, works right. Over to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson, high post now, top of the key, par. Swings it over to White on the left angle. White dribbles back towards the center circle with it. White to Blake on the right wing. Blake with Freddy Torres on it. Gets it to Jaeger, swings it left side to White. White on Belize, working that matchup. To Parr, top of the key. Parr, foul line to Jaeger, top of the key jumper. Good! Nice. Kodiak Jaeger knocks down a long two, and the Warriors get out on top early. Took almost 30 seconds on that first possession. Ron, very patient, and got a nice wide-open 18-footer. Belize, top of the key. Warriors in man-to-man defense. They go high post to Bayshaw. Torres has a backcourt cut. Now hands to Belize. Belize working that left baseline.
Made a quick switch to see how Blake came off on him fast.
Out on top to Diego Torres. Now back to Belize on the left angle. He's got Nelson on him. Belize will step back, 22-footer, no good. Parr with a weak side rebound. Nice job. If Belize wants to take that, the Warriors will let him have it.
Yeah.
Blake at the other end pulls up top of the key, misses that bend badly from there, and Bayshaw with the rebound. He slows it down at half court, gives it to Belize on the right wing. Belize works his way back across the top of the key, now backs it out towards the center circle. RJ with it, wants to hand off to Torres, does so. Diego Torres with it, works right over to Freddy Torres. Looking for a cutter, looking for Valise. Nice job by Nelson to stay right on his hip. Now to Bayshaw out top, par on him. Bayshaw drives, gets inside. Jaeger got all nice. Ball on that. He misses, and Jaeger gets a rebound. Jaeger on the help defense got a block shot there, and then the rebound. Ahead to White. White backs it out, testing Valise a little bit. Valise cuts him off. Sammy with it, swings it right side to Kodiak. Jaeger down in the right corner to Blake. Blake back to Jaeger, out on top to par, swings it left side. To White. White looking inside, patient here. Now to Blake on top. Blake fakes the three, moves left with it. Now drives baseline, gets inside, reverse lay-in. Got tough shot. He's fouled. Nice job by Zach Blake.
Belize. I think the first foul's on Belize.
It is going to be on Belize. First foul of the game. First team foul on either team. 5:58 gone. Warriors up 2-0, and Zach Blake to the line. Boy, you got to like the patience on the offensive end so far, Ron. Blake, first one, perfect. So, you know, there's nothing like getting to the foul line early also to kind of get your shooting stroke going, feeling like you're in the game a little bit. That could help his outside shot also. Kind of helps you relax a little bit. He buries a pair of them, and the Warriors go up 4-0 here early. Valise walks it up, calls out the play. Nelson meets him at the three-point line. Valise drives right, gets in deep, blocked by Nelson. Out of bounds off Valise. Warrior basketball.
Did you see the double? They doubled him quickly. A quick double.
Was that Parr on the help there?
No, it was Sam and
Jason on that. Okay. Nelson with it. Warriors ball. Kicks it over to Jaeger. Jaeger swings it to Parr on the left wing. Now down to Nelson. Nelson dribbles back towards the top of the key. Tries to get it to Blake, picked off by Valise. Valise takes it in on Blake and lays it up and in. Little sloppy there, and Valise jumped the pattern, so to speak. And one turnover on each team so far. 4-2 Warriors lead. Blake with it. Gives it to Jaeger. Way out on the left wing. Couple of dribbles. Bayshaw backs off him. They swing it right side to White. White looking inside. Nothing there. Now goes out top to Blake. Zach starts to drive, steps back, drives again with the left hand out to Nelson. Nelson gets to the foul line, falls down, might have rolled an ankle there a little bit, and the ball picked off by Torres, second turnover on the Warriors.
We got four guys.
Nelson's still limping up the floor, and they're going to take a timeout, and that's going to get Warden. I think Jason's going to be okay. I think he'll be able to walk it off. He's just kind of spinning and just tweaked that ankle, got that little stinger.
Wirt comes in for him, so that changes our defense. Who's going to pick up? All right.
So Valise will now be picked up by White
instead
of Nelson.
Yeah.
Jason going to go to the bench, try to get rid of that pain in that ankle. Valise out to Torres. Torres gets in the lane, loses it, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped by the Warriors, and Warriors aren't protesting, so maybe it was. Wart might have got a hand on that. Bayshaw inbound right side of the key on the baseline. 4-2 Warriors. Over 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Torres out top. Goes down to the corner to Valiz. Valiz looking inside now, drives baseline. And we've got a foul on Wart. He's holding, I think he was guarding Koppel. And so that's going to be the first foul on Wart, away from the ball, kind of.
Long distance call.
Yeah, the official was
underneath,
probably
didn't call it.
Probably 25 feet away from that. Well, the underneath official is probably watching the ball. Wart was off the ball. So
yeah.
Josh with his first foul, first team foul on the Warriors. Base shot inbound now, right side of the key on the baseline. Throws it into the backcourt to Valiz. Valiz will bring it back across half court and set things up. Valiz kicks it over to Torres. Torres down to base shot, back out to Torres. Now to Valiz. Valiz on the right side of the key. Back to Torres. Fakes the three, drives, and gets all the way in there. The help defense was slow. Wharton didn't rotate across. And that was, which Torres was that, 11 or 10?
10.
That was 10, so that was Freddie Torres. That's the one we talked about. Other end, the Warriors turn it over. And a bad pass. Third turnover of the game for the Warriors already. It's a 4-4 game, and the Warriors have three turnovers.
Yeah. Unforced turnovers. I mean, I didn't see anything stepped up on defense on that one.
Valiz with it. Top of the key. White staying in front of him. Valiz spins his way in. Tough shot, off balance. Misses White with the rebound. Sammy in the open floor. Pushes hard. Torres cuts him off. Sammy still going. Gets to the foul line. Kicks it out to Blake. Blake drives. Got fouled. No call. Pulls up 10 feet. No good. And Jaeger tips once, tips twice. Gets to the corner. Torres saves it off himself and out of bounds. So good job by Kodiak to keep that alive.
Yeah.
But that was a good look for Zach. Just a little jacked up, I think. First state playoff game for him. Zach, a senior, transfer from Sheridan this year. So a big game for him. Jaeger drives in, kicks out to Wart in the right corner. Josh will drive, gets down low, and loses it. They're going to call travel. Fourth turnover on the Warriors.
Good thing
he got in there. All he had to do was take it up with the left hand.
Good thing they called travel because they had a fast break going back the other way.
Josh got in deep, but didn't. He wanted to spin back to that right hand instead of taking it up with the left. So first state playoff game for him also. So hopefully he'll settle in here. 3:30 left to go first quarter, 4-4 game. There's a drive by Bayshaw. Gets down deep, puts it up, no good. Jaeger tips it par with the rebound. Tyler in the open floor, slows down top of the key, kicks it over to Sammy. White with it, fakes it, drives baseline, kicks it back out to Parvely. He's almost had a steal there on Tyler. Now over to Blake on the left wing extended. Starts to drive, gets past Torres, gets inside, hangs, lays it up.
Got it.
No good, but he's fouled, and Zach will get to the line. That one hung on the rim, Ron. You were a little early on your call there.
Oh, sorry.
it looked bounced, like it was going to go.
It bounced three times on the rim.
It just wouldn't quite stay up there. Blake loves that baseline drive and then to hang in the air and draw contact, and then, you know, he's in the air a long time.
Yes.
He has great hops. Blake at the line, buries the first one.
What you got to like early on here is our defense in the key area.
Yeah.
They've tried to drive at least four times and been shut out.
Well, they've got one.
Yeah.
They got one basket in there when Torres drove from the wing. No help defense. Blake hits a pair at the foul line. Warriors go up 6-4. Zach 4-for-4 from the line for all of his points.
Interesting. Valiz. Tommy Jackson in the ballgame.
Yep, he comes in for par. Valiz working the left side here. Swings it over to Torres. Torres drives, kicks to his brother, down in the corner to Koppel. Koppel, a couple dribbles back out to Bayshaw. He'll take a 24-footer right wing, no good. Blake with a good rebound. Nice box out on Torres. Blake brings it up himself. Hesitation, drives, gets in deep, hangs, misses, forced that one, looking for the foul. There's a pass ahead by Bayshaw to Valiz. He pulls up 21-footer left wing and buries it. And so a forced shot at one end leads to a wide-open three at the other end, and it's 7-6 Blanchette. Trying to do a little too much that time was Zach. Blake, or White, gives it up to Jaeger. Out on top to Jackson. Tommy swings it over to Sammy on the right wing. Valiz jacked up now, clapping his hands on defense. Down in the corner to Jaeger. Kodiak, couple of dribbles. Picks it up. Cross court over to Sammy. Sammy hesitates. Steps back. Goes to Jackson.
Inside.
Kicks it back out to Blake. Blake fakes the three. Hands off to White. White will step back. 22-footer. Good!
Oh, nice.
Sammy White knocking down the deep three from the left wing from about 23 feet. And they squared that one up. Warriors up 9-7. Under 2 minutes to go now. First quarter. Valiz will take a three at the other end. Top of the key. Extended. No good. Blake with another rebound. I think that's three boards. Blake almost traveled. Might have. Goodman up off the bench. Blake or White misses. Jaeger battling for it. Gets it. He'll try to power back up. Gets thrown to the floor. That'll be a foul. And Goodman. Max Goodman going nuts. He wanted the travel. Stomping his feet. exhorting the officials to get the call right. And the foul going to be on
big guy Koppel.
Nope, it's on Bayshaw.
30. Oh, yeah, 32.
It's on 23. I saw the 2 and the 3.
Yeah.
But right. It's on Bayshaw. That's his good. First. We'd rather see Bayshaw with the foul. Warriors ball ups 9-7. Blake with a deep 3. Rims that one. And the ball loose. Saved by Jackson, but he saves it back into Koppel. Wart wasn't really prepared for that save there. He is battling Jackson for that ball. Belize, top of the key, kicks it to Bayshaw, fakes the 3, drives baseline. Good help. That's the offensive. It is. That's 2 on Bayshaw. 2 on Bayshaw.
Blake was set.
He was set.
That was just dumb.
And Bayshaw was determined to take it all the way to the hoop.
He had no business doing it. He was angry.
And now Goodman talking to the official, but that was a good call down here. There was no question. Blake got there, set his feet, and Bayshaw picks up his second foul. That's a big one. He'll stay in the game, but I would attack him right now with your offensive set. You got Jaeger. Jaeger will either get an uncontested shot or he'll get fouled. Blake, top of the key, drives right, gets in deep and lays it up and in. Zach Blake, and Goodman needs a timeout. He doesn't take one. 11-7 Warriors. Torres on the left wing, back out to Belize. Belize, Sammy backs off him to the three-point line. He tries to work off a Bayshaw screen. Nothing there. Now hands to Torres. Torres fakes the 3, poked, drives in, jumps in, and they're going to call a block on Wart. That's a tough call, and that needs to get Josh out of the game probably. I don't know if Jason's ready to come back or maybe Tyler Parr. But that's 2 on Wart. Josh just not quite in the right position for that. Scott talking to him here from the sideline.
He's got to get him out.
49 seconds left to go. That'll put Torres on the line to shoot. He'll have 2 shots on this. First one way short, just barely got to the rim. That'll bring Parr in and gets Josh out.
I see Jason jogging around here on the side. I think he's ready to go. Got his ankle taped.
Well, he wears those low-top shoes, you know, Ron. If you don't wear, you know, All-Star, Converse All-Star canvas high tops, you're not really protected. 2 misses there. Jaeger with the rebound. Couple of misses for Freddy Torres. Warriors up 11-7. Jaeger, top of the key. Bayshaw on him. I would find a way to go to Jaeger here.
Oh, boy.
And that's where I guarantee. Oh. And there's a tip by Torres. He's going to get the steal, take it in, and make the shot. Freddy Torres. And Scott Nelson wants a timeout. And he's chewing out players right now, talking about not coming to the ball. And that's the problem there, is they're too flat on their passes. They got to pop out a little bit more. That's 2 now that we've had picked off that have turned to lay-ins. This is an 11-9 game. It should be an 11-5 game if you didn't get those 2 fast break lay-ins to steals.
Well, there's certain parts of our offense where you end up with, in that particular case right there, you had Kodiak and Tyler handling the ball, and your guards are not anywhere, so they're down low. So if there's a turnover, you can't get back.
30-second timeout. Warriors break out of that huddle. On the floor for the Warriors, Tommy Jackson, Jaeger, Parr, Blake, and White. It's Warriors basketball, up to 11-9.
And that's 30 and a half seconds?
It is. 30.5 seconds left to go in the first quarter. White will walk it up. Bayshaw still in with 2 fouls. Disappointed the Warriors haven't gone after him offensively. White walks it across. Belize giving him a little bit of room. Sammy, couple of dribbles. Kicks it over to Jaeger. Jaeger on the right wing. Hits Parr, popping out. Swings it to White on the left wing. White drives.
Lay-in.
In on Valise. Leaves it for Jaeger. Jaeger lays it up and in. Bayshaw didn't want to challenge.
No.
And that's what you had there. Nice drive and dish by Sam White. 2 seconds. Valise, top of the key, forces a 3. Rims it. No good. And after 1, the Warriors with a 13-9 lead here in a hostile environment at Blanchette High School. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KOIC. We'll be right back.
When you save money, you should be rewarded. And with the Start Smart Savings Program from U.S. Bank, you are, like this.
I buy everything on sale.
You deserve a reward.
I don't go to the movies. I act them out.
Rewards! With the Start Smart Savings Program, you could earn rewards. Call 855-236-SAVE. Visit a branch or visit usbank.com/startsmart. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Conditions and eligibility requirements apply. New customers only. For complete program details, see a banker or visit usbank.com/startsmart. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Amity Warrior boys up 13-9 on the Blanchette Catholic Cavaliers here in the first round of this OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tire State playoff game. We're getting ready to start the second quarter. 4 team fouls against Blanchette. And I don't know who the 3rd one was on, or the 4th one was on, but 2 of those are on Bayshaw. One's on Belize. And I don't know who the fourth one was on. I don't remember. I think it was one of the Torreses. We'll have to wait and see. Warriors with just two team fouls, but both of them, unfortunately, on Josh Wart. Like you said, Jason still walking that off, looking pretty active here on the sideline, like he'll be ready to come back in. But Scott can give him a few more minutes of rest here with the lead. And Jackson giving him some good minutes off the bench. Valise and Blanchett with the ball to start the second. Gives it up to Bayshaw. Bayshaw to Torres. Tries to go back to Bayshaw. He wasn't looking. And the ball off of Jackson. I don't know how he didn't catch that. Oh, Bayshaw rolls his ankle in the process, and he's going to limp off the floor. He wants a sub, and that'll bring in number 24, Mauricio Maravilla. Maravilla, probably.
He was moving towards another charge foul. He was coming in there so hard.
I don't know how we didn't get a steal on that. It hit Jackson right in the hands, almost like Tommy didn't know the ball was there. Torres with it on the inbound, back to Valise in the left corner. Valise loves to drive left. Here he goes, left baseline, cut off by Jackson, helping Parr there. Nice job.
Nice defense.
Warrior fans like that one. Valise now with it. Drives again. Gets in on Jackson. It'll be a foul on Jackson. He got there a little too late. First foul on Tommy. Third team foul on the Warriors.
Be there.
Yep.
It's late.
Well, and Parr guarding Valise way out by the three-point line. I would back off a little bit. Stay close enough that you can challenge the three, but you know Valise wants to take it with that left hand.
If Tommy falls down, it's an offensive foul.
Yeah, he leaned in and to the side a little bit. Valise to the line to shoot two. Good free throw shooter. Bangs that one around and misses.
Foul shooting Wolves for the other team. We love it.
He had five in the first quarter. Valise with one more. And he makes that one. So an 11 or a 13-10 Warrior lead now. Warriors with the ball. Blake works over to the left side to set up the offense from there. Goes high to Jackson. Down low to Jackson. Excuse me. Cross court to White. Open three from the right wing. No good. Wouldn't go in. And Valise high for the rebound. Valise running hard up the middle of the floor. Sammy gets back quick. He's still going. Gets in. Jumps
That's
into
offense.
Ward. That's a foul.
Yes.
He knocks down Tommy Jackson. And Valise picks up his second foul. Two on Valise. Two on Bayshaw. And the Warriors get another turnover against the Cavaliers.
They get ahead of steam. They're going to go. And they
So Jackson and Blake now both have taken a charge. Might as well be a steal, except it's even better than a steal because you pick up that foul. Second one on Valise. And that'll mean he can't be quite as aggressive on the defensive end now. Jaeger, top of the key with it. Back over to White on the right wing.
Pick up three.
But they'd like to go inside to Jackson on that mismatch.
There's a foul.
And they're going to have a foul, offensive foul on Jackson. I think they're going to get him for a moving pick. That's going to be two on Tommy, I think. It is on Jackson. That's his second, fourth team foul on the Warriors. That's a turnover on the Warriors as well. That's their fifth turnover of the game, Ron. Just three for Blanchett. Bayshaw going to come back in. I don't believe he checked in there. He's going to have to come
now.
Down.
11 hurt. One of the Torres boys.
So Torres got popped in the mouth there on that. He's pointing at a tooth. Bleeding a little bit. So Bayshaw back in after tweaking his ankle. And Jason Nelson back into the game for Tommy Jackson. Jackson leads with two fouls. Brings some good energy off the bench. 13-10 Warrior lead. Blew a golden opportunity when Sammy missed the open three there. Not like him to miss that. That was a good offensive set where they went inside out. And if that keeps working, they'll have some good matchups there. Valise working off a Merrillville screen. Trying to go left. White defending him. Now Parr picks him up. White gets back to him. Valise fakes the three. Goes to Bayshaw on the right wing. Bayshaw, a couple of dribbles. Nelson on him. Hands off to Maravilla. Oh, they missed the steal there. Maravilla gets it back.
Double
and
dribble.
He traveled. That should be a double dribble.
Double dribble.
It is. Double dribble. Turnover. Maravilla dribbled once, picked it up, and then saw an opening to the basket because, of course, they knew he couldn't dribble again. He dribbled again, turned it over. So a little sloppy on both teams here. That's four turnovers on Blanchett, five on the Warriors. We're a minute and a half gone in the second quarter. Warriors still up 13-10. Blake works over to the right side to Nelson. Nelson, top of the key, backs out. Now swings it to Parr. Down on the corner to Blake. Takes a three from there. Looks good.
Yes!
Zach Blake knocking down the deep three. He has 9 points in the game, Ron. Leading all scorers. 16-10 Warriors.
Bayshaw
with the drive. Jump stop in the lane. Kicks it out. Torres, right angle or right wing three. No good. Jaeger with an excellent box out of Koppel. Gets it ahead to White. White on the left side. Drives, takes it all the way in against Valise, lays it up and in. Valise couldn't afford to get the foul. And White gets his second bucket and a timeout taken by Max Goodman. It's 18-10 Warriors. And this is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. 6:03 remaining second half. Warriors up 8 at Blanchett Catholic. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
At Les Schwab Tires, we believe there's no such thing as bad weather.
just bad tires. Rain? No problem. Sleet? Sounds good. Flash flood advisories due to winter storms? Well, you might want to stay off the roads for that one. So, whatever the forecast holds, now's a good time to come by and let us take a look. We'll let you know if you need adjustments for the season, or for that matter, if you don't. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, to exciting first round state playoff basketball action here in the boys' side of the bracket. Warriors up 18-10 at Blanchette. I want to remind you that if you want to earn some fun spending money, you want to keep active and fit, you want to stay in the game and give back to our student athletes, well, you can become an OSAA certified sports official. There's a big shortage of officials in Oregon. We need you. Visit www.osaa.org/officials and get started on a great avocation. Torres kicks it over on the right side to, Maravilla. Now over to Valise on the left wing. Sammy on him. Bayshaw with a little screen. Sammy gets under it. Valise spins, kicks out to Bayshaw. Bayshaw drives baseline, pulls up. Nice cutoff there and good help defense. Get it back out to Valise. Open three. Good. Sammy got caught on help defense. You can't help off of Valise. No. Valise cuts it down to a five-point game, 18-13 Warriors. Parr pulls up, elbow jumper, buries it. Tyler Parr coming right back the other way and gets his first basket of the game. 20-13 Warriors. Valise, top of the key, puts the brakes on, goes left, kicks it back out to Bayshaw. Bayshaw, 28 feet from the basket, works right towards the top of the key. Jump stop, knocks Nelson down, misses the shot. Nice rebound by Blake. That's at least four for him. Zach looking up the floor. It's not there. He slows it down. Warriors up seven. 5 minutes and some change left to go in the first half. Handoff. Nope, fake handoff to White. Now he passes it to White. White works left, back to Parr at the foul line. Parr, couple of dribbles, fumbles it, gets it back out to White. Sammy crosses Bayshaw over, gets in, lays it up with the left hand, rolls around, goes in! Sam White with a tough, underhanded scoop shot there, but got it to bounce in. 22-13, Warriors with their biggest lead of the night. Valise out top, steps back, 23-footer, no good. Long rebound, Bayshaw with it. He kicks it down in the corner. Maravilla with it. He misses that one. White with a good rebound. Takes it away from Koppel. Sammy slowing it down. Four and a half to go. Ahead to Nelson. Back to Sammy. Gets into the foul line. Leaves it for Blake. Top of the key three. No good. Nelson had it. Valise knocks it over. Jaeger gets it. Kodiak with it. Slow down now, boys. Jaeger pulls up. 15-footer. No good. Quick shot. They need to run their offense on that. Torres with the rebound. Freddie Torres slows it down. Warriors up 22-13. You can't go for the daggle that early. They go down to Koppel. Koppel turns. Somebody lost him. I'm not sure who was supposed to have him. But Scott's going to take a 30-second timeout here, because that was a serious breakdown at both ends of the floor, Ron. First of all, there was no reason to shoot the ball down there when we did.
Yeah.
We've been getting better looks than that. We took Zach rushed his a little bit, and then Kodiak, no reason to take that shot at all. Just slow down and run your offense.
The thing is, if you get a couple guys going to the hoop, especially against Bayshaw and Valise,
they both got two fouls.
They're not going to be aggressive like they would be with zero or one foul.
And so the Warriors, again, this is the first time we've really seen it this game where they got impatient offensively. They wanted to put a dagger in them. We're up nine. We're going to go up double digits. We're going to push them. Yeah. We're going to push it. No, you got to keep doing what got you there, and we didn't do it that time. And then defensively, we had a complete breakdown. I'm not sure who was supposed to have Koppel, but Tyler looked like it wasn't him.
No.
But there was a miscommunication between he and somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who was supposed to have Koppel.
Kodiak picked up Bayshaw.
Right. White with it. Warriors up seven, 22-15. Hands off to Nelson. Loses it. Gets it back. Diego Torres on him. Nelson with a drive. Gets in deep to Jaeger. Back out to White. Takes a spot up three.
Nice.
No good. Jaeger with a nice rebound over Bayshaw. Kicks it out to White, or to Blake. Blake to White out on top. Sammy, couple of dribbles. Goes high post to Parr. Parr tries to go low post. Bayshaw gets the steal. And then we got a reach-in foul on Parr. Knocking Bayshaw to the floor. It'll be Tyler's first foul if it's on him. It is on Tyler. And that is the fifth team foul on the Warriors. Five team fouls also on Blanchette. 3:37 left to go first half. 22-15 Warriors. Boy, Kodiak had a great offensive rebound there. And when he reposted, he did a pretty good job of posting, but you got to feel that guy behind you, what he's doing. And Bayshaw was able to slide around the side on him. Koppel with it out top, swings it to Torres, now to Bayshaw on the right wing. Bayshaw hits Valise popping out. Valise drives, kicks. Torres fakes the three. A little discombobulated offensively there. Torres with it out to Bayshaw on the right wing extended. Bayshaw gets to the foul line, pulls up, kicks it out to Torres. Torres, couple of dribbles, Parr on him. Torres drives baseline, hooks a pass back out to Freddie Torres. Three-pointer good. Defense got caught watching, and Torres hits his first basket of the game. It's a four-point game, 22-18. White looking inside, drives, gets in deep, kicks out to Parr. Tyler, a couple dribbles. Jaeger, foul line, pops the jumper, no good. Parr tips it, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Blanchett Catholic. Four-point game, 2:47 left to go, second quarter. Warriors inbound, left side of the key on the baseline. It'll be Sammy triggering in. The Warriors box it up around the key. The official taking his time over there. I'm not sure what he's doing. Now he hands it to White. White goes out top to Parr. Parr looking inside to Jaeger. Not there. Good job by Bayshaw to avoid his third foul and still play good defense. They want to go there, and I'd like to see him do that, but we don't really know how to do that very well.
Not at all costs.
It's not something we've practiced. Bayshaw now throws Jaeger to the ground. They're going to say double foul?
Double foul.
And that's okay. That's the first on Jaeger. Yeah. Jaeger trying to confused as to where the foul was on him, and I am a little bit too.
Yeah.
But Bayshaw going to pick up his third, which is huge. Jaeger gets his first. Max Goodman trying to get an explanation about what happened down there. Jaeger kind of fought underneath Bayshaw's arm. Bayshaw kind of extended the arm. Kodiak might have flopped a little. I don't see Kodiak go down very often, but he drew the foul. Double foul.
So
six team fouls on both. Goodman trying to get
an
explanation from the official here as why is a double foul. Goodman's lucky it wasn't just a foul.
He's talked his way to leaving Bayshaw in the game. He needs to.
Yeah, Bayshaw should be on the bench, 2:34
Goodman
to go second.
Should be done talking and getting this guy out.
Yeah, Goodman, first year varsity coach, I think. He's been an assistant. He's a good guy. I like Max, but that's probably not
here
a good
streak.
They're going to go
inside.
Right at Jaeger, right inside. Jaeger turns, jump hook.
Nice.
Good! Bayshaw can't do anything to stop that. Jaeger with his sixth point of the game. Warriors up six.
Oh.
Other end, nobody on Torres. Pulls up for three, misses it, and a high rebound inside by Jaeger. Gets it to White. White, got to slow it down now. Warriors up six, 2:15 to go. Sammy, couple of dribbles between the legs. Now he backs it out. We'll run the offense and be patient. He works left, hands off to Nelson. Nelson should be fouled, and it is. He'll go to the line to shoot one-on-one, Ron. That's a horrible foul by Torres. There's no reason for that foul at all.
They're losing their cool a little bit.
That's his first 17 foul.
Including the coach.
That was just on a handoff, 25 feet from the basket. You weren't going to get a steal on it. And he just, you know, hip-checked Jason out of bounds. Nelson misses the foul shot. Bayshaw with a rebound. Tough miss for Jason there. First time he shot one from anywhere tonight. Belize gets in deep, puts it up, and muscles that one in. That's a tough shot by R.J. Belize. 24-20 Warriors. Under 2 minutes to go now, second quarter. White with it. They want to go inside.
Fourth foul.
But see, they don't clear out very well. They don't get it cleared out. Now they get Jaeger in the high post. Backdoor to Blake. Blake lays it up and in.
Backdoor.
Great backdoor play. Zach Blake gets the basket, but really you got to credit Kodiak Jaeger with that high post bounce pass to the cutter. Warriors up 26-20. Torres gives it up to Valiz. Valiz doesn't want to really go right, does he? Boy, he likes left.
And it's one on four when he goes. Everybody's
collapsing on that. Torres with it. Looks at Bayshaw. Doesn't give it to him. Now he backs it way out. Working on Parr. Gets a little slip screen there from Valiz. Gives it to Bayshaw. Bayshaw back out to Valiz by the center circle. Valiz works right. White on him. Valiz backs it out. Not sure what they're trying to run here. They're not doing anything going towards the basket yet. Now Valiz gets to the left side. Gets to the left side, crosses over, wants to go left, gets in deep. Jaeger comes across to help, tips it. Valiz gets his rebound and puts it back up and in. Nice job, nice help, but nobody rebounding after the miss. 26-22.
We really should run off the rest of this time right here.
50 seconds and counting to go in the first half. Warriors up four and the ball. Blake fakes the handoff to Nelson, goes into Jaeger. Jaeger on the baseline, kicks it back out to Nelson, down to Blake. Fakes the three, takes a dribble, takes the three. No good, way off. Base shot with the rebound. Jaeger steals it away, and then Torres gets in there on it. We should have a jump ball. We do. That will go to the Warriors on the alternating possession. Sammy knew it right away. I don't know how he didn't get an over-the-back call there. That should have been probably a loose ball foul on Jaeger, but no call. He's being aggressive against Bayshaw down there. Warriors inbound, right side of the key on the baseline, 30.2 seconds left to go, second quarter. White triggers it in the right corner to Jaeger. They swing it around to Blake.
Boy.
Blake to White, baseline, pulls up, eight-footer, no good, and Koppel with a rebound.
Excellent shot.
It was a great shot. You don't get it much easier than that as a guard.
Here he goes.
Valiz, left angle with it. Jaeger on him. That's a little bit of a mismatch.
Kodiak's
got to give him some space. He forces Valiz right, though. Gets it to Torres. And there's a hip check by Parr. Oh. The down official doesn't make any call on that. The top official makes the call. I think it was the right call, but the down official, who was right on the ball, doesn't make the call. Ward in, Jaeger out. First break for Kodiak tonight. 8.9 seconds. Going to keep him from picking up a cheap foul here. Parr picks up his second. Seventh team foul. The Warriors puts Diego Torres on the line, or excuse me, Freddy Torres on the line to shoot 1-1. And he makes the first. He was 0 for 2 before that.
I really can't believe that they got away with having Bayshaw in the ball game for the last minute and a half with three fouls.
And the Warriors didn't attack that the way they
should
have.
Still not over.
Torres hits a pair. 8.9 to go. Warriors only up two. Parr with it. Parr, 6 seconds. Top of the key. Tyler drives in on Bayshaw. Hooks it up with the right hand.
Yeah!
In! He puts it in. Bayshaw couldn't do the foul. And Parr flips it up with the right hand. Bayshaw gave him room. Didn't want to pick up four fouls. Tyler Parr makes it a 28-24 Warrior lead after two quarters. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with some scoring totals with you. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KOYC McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. Since their doors first opened in 1983, they've strived to be a different kind of company. They realize that if you're not happy, they won't be in business. And that's what they think about every time they drive out to answer your call. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Hello, I'm Mary Stern, Executive Director of the McMinnville Area Habitat for Humanity.
And I'm Steve Long, Manager of the Habitat for Humanity Restore. We have a favor to ask, and we thought the best way to do that is, well, just come straight out with it.
As I hope you know, Habitat for Humanity partners with folks in our community to provide safe, decent, affordable homes.
The Habitat Restore helps in that effort by selling donated items, which until recently meant selling from our location on First Street in McMinnville. But now we're selling online as well, reaching across the country and around the world.
Our Restore is known as a great place to donate gently used appliances, furniture, and building materials. But online sales are a little different. So here's where the favor comes in. We're looking for donations that you might not have considered before. These donated items could be new or vintage, collectible, or purely practical.
The possibilities are nearly endless. We've already sold tools, paintings, and vintage lighting.
Musical instruments, books, and electronics.
China sets and jewelry.
Not to mention a saddle, restaurant equipment, and...
Okay, I think they get the idea. The point is, by donating items for online sales, you'll be helping a neighbor into the stability of their own home, and you'll get a receipt to apply against your taxes.
So together we want to say, thanks for donating to Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here. Amity Warriors up 28-24. They were up 13-9 after one. Both teams scoring 15 points there in the second quarter. And the Warriors, led by Zach Blake so far with 11 points. He had 6 in the first, 5 in the second quarter. Sammy White was 7, Jaeger 6, Parr 4. And noticeably absent from that is Jason Nelson and Josh Ward. Ward never got a shot off. Nelson got to the foul line once, missed his front end of a one-on-one. Both of them not playing a lot of minutes. Ward with 2 fouls, and Nelson with a tweaked ankle there that made him sit out about a quarter. So there's a lot of room for growth there in the second half. For Blanchette, 13 points out of R.J. Valiz in the first half. He had 5 in the first quarter and 8 in the second quarter. 6 for Freddy Torres, 3 for Diego Torres, 2 for Koppel. Noticeably absent for them, Mike Bayshaw, who's their second leading offensive player. No points in the first half and 3 fouls, which is absolutely huge. So the Warriors didn't do a very good job of isolating to go after him. It's one of the things that we just don't spend a lot of time doing is targeting players on the other team. But we tried to post Kodiak, but we didn't clear the floor. We left somebody in the corner on that side. And if you go back, the team that did this to us was Santa Am Christian.
Yeah.
And when they wanted an isolation, they got 3 guys on one side of the floor, and they got their point guard and the guy they wanted to post on the other side of the floor, and 4-star defense to make a decision. We didn't do that to them. And that if I was going to make one adjustment, if I were Scott, that's the adjustment I'd make, to get the guy out of the corner so you just have a two-man game on that side of the floor.
Well, I think the first couple minutes would be real key here, because if he's going to, if he kept him in the whole second quarter with three fouls, he's going to come back with him to start the fourth, I mean start the third. So if you pick up that quick fourth foul with him, that's going to, that'd be a big difference. The other thing is, unnoticed, but no points, no whatever, Tommy Jackson.
Yeah.
Couple just good defensive plays, being where he's supposed to be. He did pick up a couple fouls, but maybe that's just being rusty, not playing. But Tommy's giving him some good minutes.
Absolutely. So we've got about 5.5 minutes to go here before the start of the third quarter. Let me get a couple more drops in here for our sponsors. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor. We'll try that again. It's not a sponsor. It's not a partner. It's a Spartaner. We'll try this. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Oregon Schools Activities Association. Stop by your local U.S. Bank location today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. At Les Schwab Tires, if they can't guarantee something, they simply won't sell it. So whether you're coming in for tires, brakes, or alignment, you'll know that peace of mind comes standard. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing matters. And get your state championship merchandise from the www.osaastore.com. The store has been updated and is more user-friendly than ever. Get commemorative shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and much more. And if you need a shirt from past years, they can get one to you as well. That's www.osaastore.com, osaastore.com. All right, Warrior fans, this is KOYC McMinnville, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Hi, yes, hello, I'm Greg, and that was my souffle. I was baking for my French dessert club, and I need a kitchen with real counter space. That's why I'm using the U.S. Bank loan portal for my mortgage. Oh, hold on. Ugh, failed to rise again, just like my hopes for this apartment. Anyway, the loan portal makes the mortgage process simpler and more convenient, so I can find the home that fits my life.
Go to usbank.com to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Loan approval subject to credit approval and program guidelines. Interest rates and program terms subject to change without notice. Mortgage and deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
At Les Schwab Tires, we're drivers just like you. We merge, we get stuck in traffic, we go on road trips, and we know what it means to truly rely on your car, which is why we do everything we can to make things right with you and your vehicle. From checking your brakes for free, to patching up a flat when you need it. So if that sounds good to you, well, we're right there with you. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters. At Les Schwab Tires, we believe there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad tires. Rain? No problem. Sleet? Sounds good. Flash flood advisories due to winter storms? Well, you might want to stay off the roads for that one. So, whatever the forecast holds, now's a good time to come by and let us take a look. We'll let you know if you need adjustments for the season, or for that matter, if you don't. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Hello, I'm Mary Stern, Executive Director of the McMinnville Area Habitat for Humanity.
And I'm Steve Long, Manager of the Habitat for Humanity Restore. We have a favor to ask, and we thought the best way to do that is, well, Just come straight out with it.
As I hope you know, Habitat for Humanity partners with folks in our community to provide safe, decent, affordable homes.
The Habitat Restore helps in that effort by selling donated items, which until recently meant selling from our location on First Street in McMinnville. But now we're selling online as well, reaching across the country and around the world.
Our Restore is known as a great place to donate gently used appliances, furniture, and building materials. But online sales are a little different. So here's where the favor comes in. We're looking for donations that you might not have considered before. These donated items could be new or vintage, collectible, or purely practical.
The possibilities are nearly endless. We've already sold tools, paintings, and vintage lighting.
Musical instruments, books, and electronics.
China sets and jewelry.
Not to mention a saddle, restaurant equipment, and...
Okay, I think they get the idea. The point is, by donating items for online sales, you'll be helping a neighbor into the stability of their own home, and you'll get a receipt to apply against your taxes.
So together we want to say, thanks for donating to Habitat for Humanity.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Get ready to start the second half here. And on the floor, Valise with two fouls, Bayshaw with three. We'll see how they do about staying out of further foul trouble. Warriors, only foul trouble for the Warriors, two on Wart. But he's on the bench to start the third quarter as normal. Valise with it. Walks it up to the top of the key. Works off a little screen to Bayshaw. Bayshaw, 23-footer. No good. Parr gets the rebound on the weak side. They wanted to get Bayshaw involved. Scoreless
real
in the first
early.
Half.
Yeah.
Blake with it. Crosses over. Gets deep. Tough shot. Oh, lays it up and in with the left hand. Oh, my goodness. Up over the top of Koppel. Coming down to help. Blake with 13 in the game. Warriors up 6. Valise with it on the left wing. Works off a high screen from Bayshaw. Back to Bayshaw. Bayshaw fakes a shot, drives left, pulls up, 10-footer, no good.
Rebound.
And Jaeger with the rebound. Corrals that thing and secures it with two hands and gets it to Blake. Zach, top of the key, works right, still working, now pops out and hands the ball to Sammy. White with it, tries to go inside, Valise with a steal. They wanted to go at Bayshaw. Valise takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. Can't let R.J. Valise. He saw that coming. He knew they wanted to go at Bayshaw and try to pick up that fourth.
Yeah.
Jaeger was in deep, and Valise came off his man to make that steal in the middle of the key. 30-26. Warriors up 4. Parr with it on the left wing. Out to Jaeger by the center circle. Swings it right side to Nelson. Nelson, Valise on him. Jason dribbles back towards the top of the key. Now swings it to Blake. Blake gets a new play from Coach Nelson. He calls 4 out. Blake, little dribble drive, hesitation, hands it to White. White drives, steps back, foul
nice
line jumper.
Jumper,
short, Jaeger. And we got Torres following through.
Yeah.
Got White on the foul.
Is that two on him?
I believe that is two on him. Second foul on Freddie Torres. 6 points in the game for Torres and now two fouls. White will go to the line to shoot two. That was quite a while after the shot when they called that whistle.
We know their bench is not deep.
No, he doesn't want to go to the bench at all.
No.
He'd like to play these guys about 31 minutes and then go to the bench. White hits the first. 8 points in the game for
that
Sammy.
That doesn't matter if the score's 30. They're up by 30
no,
or
it doesn't.
The same five guys are going to play.
Second one by Sammy. Good also. Warriors back up 6, 32-26. Only points this half by Blanchette. Valise on a steal and a breakaway lay-in. They lob inside to Bayshaw, gets the lay-in right at the rim. Nelson fronted him, and they get the first basket of the game for Bayshaw on a lob inside. 6-4, Nelson only 6-2. Nelson drives in deep, kicks it to Jaeger. Baseline jumper for Kodiak, no good, and Torres with the rebound. Torres ahead to Valise. Jaeger back, Valise drives in, tough shot, off balance, lays it up and in. RJ Valise finishes as well as anybody in the state for 3A basketball. Strong, agile, and just go with left hand or right hand. White gets a drive at the other end, gets all the way in, misses Jaeger, puts it back up and in. Kodiak Jaeger with the rebound putback. He's got 8. Warriors back up 34-30. Warriors back on defense. Valise with it out by the center circle.
You got to let him go out here. I think he...
Valise to Bayshaw, right wing, drives baseline, gets all the way in, kicks the ball out. Torres spots up for a deep three. Good. That's the guy you can't leave. Freddie Torres hits his first three of the game, and it's 34-33. Warriors up 1 now. Nelson backs it out on the right angle. Working on Diego Torres. Couple of dribbles. Takes the handoff to Blake. Now gives it to Parr on the high post. Parr goes right at Bayshaw with the left hand. Blocked by Bayshaw. Bayshaw with three fouls. Blocked it. Bayshaw coming down. Pulls up. Kicks it to Valiz. Puts up a three from the right angle. No good. Parr with the rebound. That's where you want Valiz to do the damage. Yeah. Don't let him get to the rim on you. He's not a proficient three-point shooter. He is a proficient scorer, though. Not shooter, but a scorer. They go high post to Parr again on Bayshaw. Parr crosses over, backs down. Now kicks it out to White. White waiting for a screen. Gets it from Tyler. Bayshaw switches on White. Now to Tyler. Tyler spins, goes past Torres, gets to the rim, lays it up and in. Parr got a mismatch there. He can't do that on Bayshaw, but he did do it to Torres. Torres had no chance against the muscular Parr. Parr weighing about 200 pounds there, just powered his way to the rim. 36-33 Warriors coming up on the four-minute mark here in the third quarter.
I think the halftime talk was get the ball to Bayshaw.
Valiz with a drive, blocked by Jaeger. Valiz gets it back, takes it up, and he's fouled by Kodiak. Valiz determined on there. That's the second time he's got denied at the rim, gotten his shot back. First time he scored a basket. This time he gets to the foul line. Jaeger with his second foul. Valiz to shoot two. Good foul shooter. One for two tonight. Buries the first one. He's got 18 points in the game now. Parr out, Ward in with his two fouls. Josh hasn't had an impact on the game yet. Maybe the third quarter will be a little different for the freshman. Valiz again at the foul line. Misses that one. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and misses again. Parr battling. Can't hang on to it. Ball's on the floor. We got a jump ball.
That'll be ours.
That'll be Warrior basketball. How does that happen? Valiz misses a foul shot. He gets to it before anybody.
Didn't block the shooter
We didn't
off.
Move.
Didn't block the shooter
Well,
off.
We didn't even move, Ron. We stood there and watched. I don't know if we thought the ball was going in or what. Nobody moved. Warriors basketball, they get fortunate on that. Valiz had a point-blank five-footer after the missed free throw and back-rimmed it. Nelson, top of the key, pulls up at the foul line to Blake. Blake fakes the three, goes left, still working baseline, tries to go inside, does to White. White will back it out. White with Torres on him to Nelson, top of the key. Now they got Bayshaw on Jaeger. They go to Jaeger. Jaeger turns, stripped by Bayshaw. And Jaeger reaches in and commits a very, very bad foul. Jaeger now with three. He slaps Bayshaw as Bayshaw walks by. Not sure what he said.
No, Bayshaw was lucky he didn't get the foul.
Bayshaw stripped down hard on that ball. Jaeger with his third. Got to be careful now. That's going to get Jackson off the bench. Jaeger leaves the game with 8 points. He had a nice move going. Bayshaw slapped down hard on that and got all ball. If you give him a pump fake.
Yep. Get him in the air.
Pump fake, it would have been good. I think he thought Bayshaw wouldn't even challenge it.
Yeah.
Bayshaw on the right wing with it now. Dribbles to the left. Kicks it in the corner to Valiz. Fakes the three. Drives left. Pulls up at the key. Kicks it over. They got Torres in the left corner. Back out to Diego Torres. Diego, bounce pass right side to Valiz. Down in the corner to Bayshaw. Puts up a three from there. No good. Blake with another rebound. I think he's got at least six that I can think of, Ron. He's done a good job on the boards tonight. Zach with it. Valiz on him. Top of the key. Gets a little screen. Bayshaw switches. Blake goes right at him. Takes it in strong. It's blocked. And there's the foul. And I don't, is it on Bayshaw or is it on Koppel? That's the question. The official just looked at Koppel.
32.
Oh, boy. There's a bailout there.
Wow.
Because they both went at him. Koppel gets the foul. His second. And I think the official thought about that, too.
And Bayshaw's playing with
three.
Three, yeah.
But nice take. Blake realized he had Bayshaw on him. He went right at him. Shot got blocked, but they get it. Koppel down low. Blake at the foul line. Misses the first one. First miss for Zach tonight from the foul line. He's now four out of five. Blake with one more. About an 80%er on the year if I were going to guess. Second one. Rims around. No good. Ball loose. Bayshaw gets it. A couple of misses for Zach. Brutal. Two-point game. Bayshaw, top of the key, pulls up for a three. No good. Wart high for the rebound. Wart gives it up to Nelson. Nelson walks it up the middle of the floor. Picked up by Diego Torres. Nelson works right, gives to Jackson. Jackson goes down in the right corner to White. White's got a mismatch or had a mismatch. They don't utilize it again. Wart with it. Goes to Blake. Blake, 17-footer, no good. And Valiz with the rebound. Good box out by Torres on Wart. Valiz still going, spins to the left, hangs in the air, and he's going to get fouled by Sammy. It's a good take by R.J. Veliz. Link to the floor again. Gets the rebound halfway down the key at one end. Ends up at the rim at the other end. Nobody stopped ball. Not that it's that easy to stop him in the open floor. Don't get me wrong.
But you can't let him get down in the blue before you try to stop him. You need to stop
him. You got to meet him and get him pushed away from the rim.
And
out
go,
to the side.
Going to his right.
Yep. First one on Sammy of the game. Third team foul on the Warriors. Veliz hits the first. He'll have one more with a chance to tie things up here. He missed the second of two last time. This time, buries it. So we have a tie game. Warriors are up four at halftime, but they've been outscored by four here now in the second half, 14-10. Nelson, top of the key, drives, gets in, ball knocked away, and out of bounds, off of Blanchette. I think that was off of Nelson's leg, but Bayshaw didn't know it. He made such an effort, the official thought it was off them.
Yeah.
Blake out, and Brian Hatch in for the first time. I think he was a forgotten man there in the first half.
Well, Blake was playing pretty good.
White into Nelson. Wanted to go low to Jackson. Now he does. Jackson with Koppel on him. Jackson kicks it back out to Hatch. Hatch with a drive, a little runner with the right hand. He's fouled. Brian Hatch taking it right into the chest of number three, James Moore, a sophomore just into the game. No way Moore is as quick as Hatch. And he just found that out. Hatch only goes, what, maybe 5'6", 5'7", on a good day? But you won't find very many kids quicker in 3A basketball than Brian Hatch. And when he stays under control, he's a tough matchup off the dribble. And he has the range. Brian has range out to comfortably 22 feet. Hatch at the line, hits the first one.
He can shoot.
And he can play defense. When he's not gambling,
he's quick.
He can be when he sticks to the fundamentals, he's an excellent perimeter defender. Brian's second one, perfect also. A couple of big free throws off the bench for Brian Hatch. Warriors back up 38-36, under 2 minutes to go now in the third quarter.
So
Veliz with it. Hatch on him.
2-3.
Yep, they swing it left side. Moore puts up about a 30-footer, airballs it. I'm not sure. There's no way that's in the game plan right there.
No.
That will got to drive. Max Goodman gives him a thumbs up from the bench, but there was nobody within 15 feet of him, and he decided to take it from about 27 feet. I have no idea what he was doing. But I guarantee somebody will be a little closer to him next time. Wart takes it hard to the left hand. No good. Jackson had it. Tipped out of bounds. Off of Jackson's hands. Josh Wart got all the way to the rim, and it just wouldn't stay in. What a move by Josh. He came from the three-point line on that left-hand drive. Minute and a half to go. Warriors up two. Veliz to Bayshaw. Bayshaw way out on the left wing. You're right. 2-3 zone again here for the Warriors. Veliz kicks it over. Number three, this time Moore doesn't want to shoot that 28-footer. Now he's out by the center circle with it. Gets it back over to Torres. Torres to Moore. Moore, they go high post to Koppel. Koppel, not an offensive threat. Moore tips it away. Moore saves it. Gives it back to Koppel. Koppel, right side to Torres. Knocked away by Nelson and stolen by Jason Nelson. Nice job by Jason to get the steal there.
We should
Nelson ahead to Hatch.
Here.
Hatch drives on Moore, shovels it to Wart. Wart. Oh, he could take Koppel right there.
Yeah.
Koppel not going to be able to handle Wart down low.
No.
Nelson's got to realize that from the sideline and get that isolation. Right now, I would get Jason out of the way. White drives, shovels it to Wart. Wart lays it up. He's fouled. No, gets it back. Misses. Jackson with the rebound.
Out.
Back out to Nelson. Over to Hatch. Spot up three-pointer. No. Too short.
It looked good.
It did look good from here. Koppel with a rebound. Oh, what a golden opportunity for the Warriors. Veliz cut off by a couple of Warriors. Pulls up. Steps back for three. No good. Jackson with the rebound. And he's fouled. No call. Gets it to White.
Getting a little ratty, but we're doing all right.
15 seconds now left to go in the third quarter. Warriors up 38-36. Boy, I would go to Ward again. He's had some golden opportunities in there, but they're going to clear out, get Sammy coming off a little screen here. Sammy with Veliz on him. Almost lost it. Five seconds. Gives to Jackson. Jackson
Somebody
to Nelson. Nelson pulls up. Top of the key. Misses the deep three. That was not a good way to end the third quarter. They did not get a good look at all. But they go into the fourth quarter leading 38-36 against the Blanchette Cavaliers. This is the home of the Amity Warriors, KLYZ McMinnville. We'll be right.
Did an appliance have an unexpected breakdown?
Oh, no.
They never ask first if it's in your budget. But no problem. Visit your local Sears Hometown Store and Mac and lease a brand new appliance. We have the best brands to choose from. Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Samsung, and KitchenAid, to name just a few. And your Sears Hometown Store can get you going with a low monthly lease rate that will fit your budget. Age and income requirements apply, so ask for details at your Sears Hometown Store in McMinnville at 1621 Northeast Baker Street.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here from Blanchette Catholic High School in Salem, Oregon, here in the first round of the OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tire State Championship action on the boys' side. Warrior girls lost a tough one at NISA by 9 points, but I'll tell you what, you talk about a class act. NISA High School, their fans, their students, their teachers and administration could not have been more hospitable. From the moment, well, before we arrived, just getting things arranged ahead of time, they set up our own Wi-Fi connection for us there. We come to Blanchette, we don't even get Wi-Fi. They don't even offer it to us. And when Derek asks for it, they don't even respond. So, tale of two different schools here in the OSA, and that's unfortunate. You get to see it done right and not so right. Belize, ooh, top of the key, with it, almost doubled. It looked like it. Gets it to Torres, down in the corner to Copple. I'd trap him. And Topple does not want to handle the ball. There it kicks is. It out top, and the ball loose. That's going to be an over and back, and it is.
Yeah.
Nice defense there. When you got Copple in the corner, I'd trap that every time because he is not the guy they want the ball in the hands of. The other four guys can handle the ball, make some decisions, but not Copple. He's just
– he shouldn't lead the key.
No, he really shouldn't. Well, you have to on offense, but he shouldn't be very far.
No.
Warriors basketball on the turnover. Blake with it. Blake – top of the key extended with it. Valise on him. They want to go high-low here. They go to Nelson. Nelson goes to Jaeger. Jaeger turns.
Oh, God.
Tries to go down low. He should have just taken the shot. Copple backed off of him. And that's what Coach Nelson yells from the sideline. Shoot the ball. You were 10 feet from the basket. Nobody on you. And he wanted to go down to par down low, but they read that. You can't call out high-low and then run high-low. I'm telling you, everybody knows what you're doing. Valise goes right side to Moore. Moore. Dribbles back towards the top of the key. Might have had a carry there. Another one right there. Boy, he's loose with that ball. I think you could pressure him. Valise, top of the key with it. Works left. They cut him off. This zone takes away Valise's ability to go left.
Yeah.
Bayshaw with it. Swings it over to Torres. Torres, right corner to Moore. Doesn't take the three. Goes inside to Copple. Goes baseline to Valise. Valise lays it up and in and fouled. Boy, that is not the way you draw it up defensively. That ties it up, and Valise with a chance to give them their first lead. Since early in this game. I'm not sure they've ever had the lead, actually. I think the Warriors have been ahead or tied the whole time. I think it was 4-4 was the last time we were tied. R.J. Belize gets the first basket of the fourth quarter for either team. Diego Torres back in. They get more out of the game. They've got their starters back on. They've gone exactly 7 deep in this game. Belize misses, and the rebound by Parr. Boy, that's a big miss for Valise.
Did you see where he ended up after the foul shot? I think Coach Nelson told Jason he does not get his own rebound.
Exactly. He was boxed out well. Parr with it. Copple on him. Parr can take. Copple dribbles in. Goes right at him. Left hand up. No good. Jaeger tips it. White tips it. Copple tips it. And it comes to Torres out in the corner. Boy, that was a good move by Parr. I think it's the right move. He just couldn't finish the shot inside. Torres with it on the left wing. Warriors still in a 2-3 zone. I don't think they played any zone against Blanchett the first time they saw him. On top to Valise. Valise, right side, Torres. Torres, pressure by Blake. Blake gives it up to Bayshaw now. Bayshaw drives baseline. Nice. Tough reverse lay-in, 6-4 with
bad.
Good hops.
No rotation. We should have stopped that drive.
Bayshaw has 4 in the game, and they have a 2-point lead, their first lead of the game, 40-38.
Keep our heads.
Warriors down 2. Parr with it. I don't like the way we're running the offense through Tyler, though, out top. If you're going to, you need to clear out and let him go one-on-one with Copple.
Right,
to Blake.
Here's the drive.
You need to go inside to Jaeger there, but they don't have the clear out. And then Blake throws it away. Nelson cuts to the basket, and the Warriors turn it over. Just threw it to nobody. And a timeout taken by Scott. That's a good timeout. 5:36 left to go. Warriors trailing 40-38. But this is reminiscent of the end of that third quarter.
Yes.
When we played them
a month
before.
Ago.
Yep. A month and a half. Yeah, about a month ago, yeah. When the Warriors got a little ratty, and it was all of a sudden, boom, 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 they got 3 quick, 4 quick baskets, and all of a sudden the Warriors found themselves down after being in the game the whole time. Warriors have been up by as much as 9 in this game. Now, you knew Blanchett was going to keep fighting, keep coming back, but we were giving them some chances at the offensive end. We gave them some in the first half to let them get back into this game. and we've given them some here in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter.
I'd like to see us go back to man-to-man. That zone's a little bit too soft. They've gotten the ball inside two times against that zone for lay-ins.
5:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. Warriors have two timeouts left, and I think Blanchette has four timeouts left. This is a full timeout, but we're going to stay right here. U.S. Bank's a proud partner of the Oregon Schools Activities Association. Stop by your local U.S. Bank location today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. The Les Schwab Tires, if they can't guarantee something, they simply won't sell it. So whether you're coming in for tires, brakes, or alignment, you'll know that peace of mind comes standard. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing matters.
Switch back to man.
Man defense, you called it, Ron. Give them a little different look here again. Valise with it. The one thing that did is it kept Valise from driving.
Yes.
Valise ended up getting a lay-in on a nice pass from Koppel. Valise drives right, kicks it back to Bayshaw, top of the key three-pointer, no good. Koppel battling, ball loose on the floor. We got a jump ball, Warrior basketball.
Yeah, they had the. They have the fourth?
Yeah, they did. Warrior basketball. Nice job by the Warriors to tie that up. Koppel just weak with the ball. He is the boy. If they had a fifth player that could do something out there, this would be maybe a state championship caliber team. But that weak link's going to kill them against good teams. Warriors have not exploited that, though. Par with it to White on the left wing. White, couple of dribbles, backs it out, hits Blake, top of the key, three-pointer, looks good, it is! Zach Blake with a big three, first basket of the fourth quarter for him. Warriors back up, 41-40. Valise at the other end, drives in, spins back to the left hand, hangs, and blocked
nice
by Yeager out of bounds! Kodiak Yeager came down on the help defense from behind. Valise switched from the left to the right hand, didn't know that Yeager was behind him. And a good job by Kodiak not to come down hard on the ball.
Yeah.
And now we've got a little conversation out here, the official talking to somebody. I'm not sure what that conversation's about. It's going to be Blanchette ball. They stack it up on the right side of the key. Bayshaw to trigger it in. Throws it way out top and into the backcourt to Valise. Valise walks it across the equator here and works to the right. Drives, hooks it to Koppel. Wow. Parr fouls him. How did Koppel get inside of Parr there? Parr not paying attention.
Didn't shift.
Yep. Parr not paying attention, and Koppel slid inside of him. I think Parr got caught watching Valise to see if he needed to come across on help defense. And what Valise did that time is he didn't go to the left side of the key. He went to the right side, and I think Parr kept thinking that maybe he's going to come back to that left side. Koppel makes the first, and so he got caught navel-gazing a little bit, and that cost him a point-blank shot. He did commit the foul to stop the shot, but Koppel hits the first and misses the second one. Parr with the rebound. We got a tie game, folks. 41-41. 4:41 left to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors basketball. See, Valise, he knows what the Warriors want to do, and he'll jump that. It's that football player mentality. There's a block
nice
by Bayshaw on a drive. Boy, he's got good extension. Blocks Nelson's driving layup as he came across on help defense there. The rebound by Torres. Valise with it. Top of the key, working on White, kicks it over to Torres down in the corner to Freddie Torres, back out top to Valise by the center circle. Now he comes in, a couple of steps, White backing off to the three-point line, cross court, Bayshaw corner, fakes the three, drives,
traveled.
And he did travel. Nice job, Kodiak Yeager made that happen. He slid in on the help defense, slid down, and Bayshaw wanted to make the pass out. Yeager took away the passing lane, and the foot came down. Turning the ball over. Warriors basketball halfway through the fourth quarter, 41-41. What a game, folks. Blake trying to go inside. Bayshaw playing with three fouls since the second quarter. Drives baseline, kicks it out to Parr. Spot up three-pointer. No good.
We got the rebound.
White with the rebound. He backs it out. Swings it over to Blake on the other side. Blake back down to Parr. Goes inside to Yeager. Yeager turns. Fakes. Goes up. Jump hook in. Kodiak Yeager with 10 points in the game and no bigger than that.
The difference that time, he faked.
Yeah, Bayshaw wants to block the shot. Valise with it. Warriors up two now. 3.5 minutes to go. Valise goes high post to Koppel. Watch the back door. Gives it back to Valise. Had the three. Doesn't want it. Works down to the right corner. Now top of the key. Torres out to Bayshaw. 25, 26 feet out on the left wing. Now gives it back up to Valise. Valise works right side. Crosses over. Gets in. Fakes. Goes up with the right hand. And he's fouled. Boy, that was just a touch foul in there.
Oh, boy.
Lance Nelson doesn't like the call. Wondering where you're getting these calls.
Well, when you get inside and you're the aggressor,
yep. you're going to get them, yep. Especially when you miss the shot. It looks like you got fouled, right?
And if your name is Russell Westbrook or...
Well, Damian Lillard, right?
Harden or
you know,
Lillard.
They attack the basket. You get a reputation for attacking the basket. Valiz, every official knows Valiz is going to attack the front of that rim.
Yeah.
He hits the first one. He'll have one more here. They will box Shooter out, I guarantee it. He's the best rebounder on this team, even when he's shooting free throws. And he hits pair. Tie game. 43-43. Timeout by Goodman.
30.
And 30-second timeout by Blanchette. That is their first 30-second. They'll have one more left in this game. 3:06 left to go. We got a tie game run. And so if you're the Warriors on offense, what are you looking for as you come down here?
Well,
let's see if we can predict what Scott wants them to do.
I'd like to see him run that play. They ran that set play for Blake, that three, the top. That's a set play. They ran it. It's a 6 or 8 pass play. And he got a wide open shot. He canned it. So come
and
back.
And it involves Blake with the ball earlier. He gives it up. They work it around to the other side. He does kind of a curl out from the baseline or down on the bottom of the key. Pops out. And you get a screen. There's
double
a down screen.
Yep, yep.
There's a down screen there. Pops him out. And so maybe we'll see that one again. It's a very tough play to defend if you execute your passes right and you get your timing right on everything.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how much oxygen's in this gym here with each shot. Each shot's going to have a little more pressure.
And Ron and I both coach some basketball. You can see kids. Some kids get tight. Some kids step up.
Yeah.
White with it, drives, gets all the way in, kicks out to Blake, left corner, fakes the three, drives in, gets right to the rim, and he's fouled by Valiz! Blake goes down hard. Valiz doesn't argue it. That's his third.
I don't know. He grabbed the ball from...
He elevates.
Did he foul him, or did he grab the ball and cause Blake to fall?
Well, and at this level, is there a difference, right, in the official's eyes? If you block a shot hard and knock a kid to the ground, you almost always get called for a foul.
Yeah.
In part because the officials just don't see that much of it. So when it does happen, and we've seen it happen to us this year where a guy's blocked a shot real well. Josh Ward, I can think of having a couple where he's been called for a foul because he just pancaked the kid because the kid's hand was still on the ball. Blake rattles it in.
We almost have to talk quietly because we're the only people in the gym that are talking.
Yeah, there's a lot of nervous energy, Ron. I don't know. You and I can talk it out, though, because we've got somebody to listen to us. Matt Furch out there, I know, and Diane Asham, and lots of others. Blake
misses
the second one. Bayshaw with the rebound. Zach struggling from the foul line here in the second half. He's 1 for 4. Normally a good foul shooter. Warriors up 1, 2:50 to go. Topple out top with it. And see, Jaeger needs to back off him a little bit there. There's no reason to be that close. You can't help when you come out that far. Torres with it.
Koppel is not going to do a thing out there.
Koppel swings it over to Freddy Torres. Now to Diego Torres. Swings it left side to Bayshaw. Fakes the 25-footer. Goes low. Mid-post to Valiz. Back to Bayshaw. Starts to drive. Goes to Valiz. Valiz goes baseline. Kicks it out. Torres, top of the key. Three. No good. Long rebound back to Torres. Blake didn't box out. Torres with it. Gives it to Bayshaw. They reset. 2:15 to go. Warriors up 44-43. Number 4-ranked team, Blanchette, going against the 10th-ranked, 13th-seeded Amity Warriors. Valiz, top of the key, 22-footer, good.
Oh.
They backed off. They got confused on the switch there, and Valiz hits his third three of the game, and they're up 2, 46-44. Under 2 minutes to go now, and Scott needs a timeout. They had a little screen up there, and both guys went with the screener, and everybody left Valiz standing there 22 feet from the basket, and we talked about it. You said, I don't mind giving Valiz a three, but you need to contest it. You at least come at him. Nobody came at him. Both guys dropped off about 5 feet going with the screener. A defensive mistake, and Valiz makes him pay for it.
We had him. They took that bad a three-point shot that bounded way out, but Blake had made such a run at the shooter that he was almost half court.
Well, he was looking for a long rebound and somebody kicking it out to him and get a fast break on the miss, and so they got the second chance because nobody boxed out Torres. It came right back to him 22, 23 feet from the basket.
It was a very high rebound. It came way out.
And you can't, you know, it's easy to say, Zach, you should box your guy out, but that's an opportunity. You fly at the shooter, and then you leak out. That's a common strategy of players, and it's at every level. That's not necessarily a wrong thing. Unless your coach says, I want everybody to box out outside shooters, when you run out at a guy like that, it's really hard to stop and box out anyway.
Right.
So you challenge the shot, and then you leak out, and if you get the rebound, it's 2 points at the other end, but that rebound just came to the wrong spot. 1:56 left to go, fourth quarter. 46-40, Blanchette up 2. I believe this ties their biggest lead of the game. Warriors hit a 3, though, last time it was in this situation. Warriors basketball. White with it. See if the Warriors can execute what Scott has drawn up for them. It's a zone, little zone action now.
Yeah, 1-2-2.
So they come out and give a good look here. Something different for the Warriors, and they have to adjust.
Here's that play.
Blake out top, three-pointer. Yo, the shot was blocked, apparently, by Valise, and Torres comes out of there with it. Blake thought he was fouled.
Oh, boy. All right, well, we got to have the ball.
Minute 30 to go. Valise with it. Warriors will
have
seven fouls if we foul here.
Yeah, no fouls.
And that's okay. What you'd like to do is foul Koppel.
Yeah.
Bayshaw with it on the left wing. They go down in the corner to Torres. Torres back out on top to Koppel. Valise. They almost turned it over there in a timeout taken by Goodman. He wasn't happy about that. For some reason, Valise and Bayshaw were both in the same spot when Torres threw the ball out, and they kind of fought over it. It was tipped by Bayshaw. That was almost a turnover there. This is going to be a full timeout. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville.
When you save money, you should be rewarded. And with the Start Smart Savings Program from U.S. Bank, you are, like this.
I buy everything on sale.
You deserve a reward. I don't go to the movies. I act them out. Rewards! With the Start Smart Savings Program, you could earn rewards. Call 855-236-SAVE. Visit a branch or visit usbank.com/startsmart. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Conditions and eligibility requirements apply. New customers only. For complete program details, see a banker or visit usbank.com/startsmart. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Sorry about that. We are back on the air here. 46-44 in favor of Blanchett. 1:12 left to go, fourth quarter. Blanchett with the ball. Warriors up, man, tight man defense. Par out and Hatch in. And we've got a foul away from the ball. I think that's going to be on White denying Valise. That's going to put Valise on the line to shoot one-on-one. Not the end of the world.
Oh, my.
Not the end of the world. They call it on Sammy. That's his second. And that's a one-on-one. Worst case scenario, you're down four with the ball, minute 12 to go. But no time came off the clock, so that's not a bad thing. In the NBA, that's a two-shot foul
and you get the ball.
But not in high school. Valise, front end of the one-on-one, hits it. He settled down from the foul line. He was struggling earlier. He's hit his last three. He's hit five of his last six. One more for the junior point guard. It's a three-point game. And it's a four-point game. Warriors basketball. Need to come down and get something quick here. Minute 10 to go. White with it. Swings it over to Blake. Blake
zone.
Back to White. It's a 1-2-2 zone with Bayshaw out top to challenge that
inside.
Shooter. Blake off his hands. Going to be a turnover on the Warriors. Over and back went right through his hands. And the Warriors with an untimely turnover with 58 seconds to go. Down four. And for the first time all night, this Blanchett crowd is loud. Warriors down four. They really need a turnover now or a quick foul. But they've got to foul the right person. I don't think you want to foul Valise again. I'd foul anybody but Valise. They deny trying to get Valise the ball. Good job and a timeout taken by Goodman, Coach Goodman. That'll be, I don't know if that's going to be a 30 or a full. It's going to be a 30, I think. 30 second. That's their last 30 second. So Warriors have one timeout left, a full. And two fouls left for Blanchett. 58.2 seconds left. 48-44 Blanchett. This was a 41-41 game. And from that point on, Blanchett turned it up on the defensive end, and the Warriors have really struggled.
They switched that 1-2-2, and we've not figured out anything decent to run against them.
Well, and that time, an unforced turnover. We've had two unforced turnovers. One, Blake threw it behind Nelson. This time, Nelson throws it to Blake, goes through his hands.
And we did get a shot, but
it was blocked. So Warriors not executing on the offensive end here in the last 2 minutes of this game. Bayshaw will inbound, gets it to Koppel, and there's the foul on.
Probably not
and that's the
foul.
Right foul,
oh,
I
there
think.
There we go. What's that all about? That's a technical foul.
Well, it should have been because Bayshaw tried to go up and dunk after the whistle. They're not going to call anything on that. Koppel will go to the line. That's the fourth on Jaeger. Bayshaw to Koppel to the line to shoot one-on-one. It's a good opportunity for the Warriors if he'll miss one. And he hits the first one. He's 2 out of 3 now from the foul line. Warriors down 5. 57.7 seconds left to go. One more for Koppel. Last time he missed the second end of a two-shot foul. This time he hits them both. 6-point game just like that. Warriors have to score and have to score quick.
Get a shot.
Blake backs out. Dribbles, gets inside, kicks it to Hatch for 3. It's right. Misses. White with the rebound. Takes it back up, and he's fast. No, a jump ball. Oh, my goodness. An alternating possession is going to go to Blanchett.
That's a swallowed whistle. That's a swallowed whistle.
White took it up in traffic, and we've got a timeout called. Scott Nelson with his hands on his hips, furious with the official for not calling a foul in there. The official coming over, getting into it with Scott Nelson. This is not what an official is supposed to do.
No.
You're supposed to let the official's supposed to be the one emotionally in control here. And hopefully somebody will review that official, because you don't get in a coach's face and yell. A coach yells at you, fine, either tee him up or walk away, but you don't come over as an official and get in the coach's face and yell at him. So once, and we've seen that once before this year. I don't remember where it was, but we saw another official.
And the guy got shouted down the fan in the stand.
That's what it was against Santiam Christian. That's exactly what it was, where an official kind of lost it, went after a fan, actually insulting the fan, you know, saying, oh, and you're from a Christian school and you talk like that or something like that. But it wasn't sarcastic. It was aggressive and in your face. And here we see an official kind of lose it emotionally there a little bit. Scott questioning the call. All the official has to do is say, hey, it was a jump ball, and walk away, or say nothing. But he came over, walked from the baseline towards Nelson all the way to the bench, yelling at him.
Well, I believe that was a foul. He was going up in between three people, going straight up, and the ball somehow didn't get up through their arms. Well, somebody's hitting somebody.
Well, and the official can't see if that's a jump ball anyway.
No.
I mean, that's just, he didn't give Sammy the benefit of being the aggressor, but Belize has gotten the benefit all night at the other end, and rightfully so, but Sammy should have got the benefit here. 6-point game, Blanchett ball, Warriors in full court, man pressure. They get it into Torres. There's a quick foul by Hatch, and Torres will go to the line. This is Diego Torres, 5'11 junior. Warriors down 50-44, 43.4 seconds left to go, fourth quarter. It's a ninth team foul on the Warriors. Torres to the line to shoot 1-on-1. Warriors need some missed free throws, and they're not getting them. Feliz hit a pair on a 1-on-1. Koppel hit a pair on a 1-on-1. The Warriors have missed some free throws here in the second half. Torres misses
There's
it, and Hatch with the
get
rebound.
Get a shot.
Gets it ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger attacks, left side, pulls up, misses the jumper. Tip ball, Hatch with it, kicks it out. Nelson fakes the three, drives in, kicks it to Hatch. Hatch drives, kicks to Blake. Blake starts to go to Sammy. You got to shoot. Sammy pulls up top of the key, misses. Koppel with the rebound. That's probably going to do it. 23.5 seconds left. The Warriors got the break they needed there with Torres missing the free throw, but they just can't get off a good look at the other end. And it helps when the other team knows exactly what you need to do.
Yeah.
When they know you need to shoot a three, which the Warriors did, then it's a little easier to defend. 50-44, Blanchett up. That's the fifth on Kodiak Jaeger. Wart and Parr back into the game for Hatch and Jaeger. 23.5 seconds left to go. Koppel to the line. And it's we'll talk about this in the post game. It's some difference in free throw attempts and shooting. Koppel misses badly. Nelson gets the rebound. And we've got...
Oh, it was a two-shot foul.
Oh, it was a two-shot foul. Koppel missed the first. He'll get another one. Huh, you're right. Everybody forgot except one official, because the other official, the down official, didn't realize it. He forgot. The up official is the one that realized it was two-shot. Might have been Goodman in his ear even telling him it was a two-shot foul.
We'll check the fouls.
So this is what officials do, Ron, when they don't want to admit they weren't paying attention. They're going to say, oh, we thought it was 1-on-1. And so they come over to the score table and say, oh, are you sure it's 10? Well, everybody here knew it was 10 because it was 9 last time.
Takes the heat off of them.
It does. Koppel the line to shoot his second, and he hits that one. 7-point game now. It's Koppel 4 out of 6 from the foul line. There's a foul
that
by Bayshaw.
Smart, but
it's only their fourth, fifth team foul.
But he's got 5.
Four on Bayshaw. Nope, it'll be 4.
Okay. It's up there from
it is. That
Kodiak.
Was Jaeger.
Yeah.
20.6 seconds. That's actually a good foul because it gave him a chance to set their defense. 15 foul.
Gotta
Warriors get it in. You got to shoot fast here.
Gotta
White swings it to Blake. Blake puts up a three.
No,
no good. And a foul.
3 points.
They're going to give him three shots here. Maybe a little makeup call from Sammy not getting it earlier, but it doesn't matter now. A 7 point game, 13.9 seconds. Blake to the foul line. Unfortunately for Zach, 1 out of 4 from the foul line here in the second half. And that's big because you add those three free throws in and you've got a 4 point game going to the line. Maybe a little different scenario here, but Blake, first one, hits it. Zach's had a good night overall. Offensively, he's been the Warriors' best offensive weapon. Had 11 in the first half. He's got 18 in the game now, I believe. But it's been a tough shooting night for the Warriors overall. They haven't shot the ball super well from the outside. Blake hits the second.
Now, is he going to miss on purpose?
Well, I think you have to, right? It's a 5 point game, 13.9.
He's asking.
He's asking. I think you just have to. It doesn't matter. You're down five. You've got to get the ball. He looks over at Parr, and he misses it short. First. Wart tips it, comes out. It's going to be out of bounds to the Warriors.
Oh, boy.
Off of one of the Blanchett Catholic guys. Wart had a hand on it. Somebody tipped it
really
away from
nice,
him.
Really nice, purposeful miss.
It was. It
hit the front rim.
Nice job by Zach Blake. That'll be the best miss of the night for him. Hits two of the three. Warriors down five.
Got
they go to Wart.
Three.
Wart back to Sammy. Pulls up from the 10-foot line. No good. Wart with it. Can't hang on to it. It's out of bounds off of Wart. And that'll do it, folks. 51-46, 5.7 to go. Warriors man it up.
Steal would be nice.
Hard to believe the Warriors can come back from this. It would take two quick steals,
steal.
Reggie Miller style against the Knicks. Bayshaw lobs it in, gets it to Valiz. Valiz in the open floor. That'll do it. He's wrapped up by Blake with 2.3 to go. But it's all academic now. Warriors going to come up with a tough loss, and I'll tell you what, they gave Blanchett all they could handle here on their home court tonight. Tough loss for the Warriors, and for the first time in six basketball seasons, no Warriors team going down to Coos Bay.
Well, for number four team, I think we gave another one team a pretty good run.
Well, or if you want to say it this way, for the number 13 seed, we gave the fourth seed a heck of a run here on their home floor on a night when we had the lead for most of this game. Valiz hits the first.
So they called a
intentional foul. Yeah, it's all academic at this point. But Valiz did his job. He has controlled this game in spite of the Warriors really keying on him. He's getting close to 30 points in this game. We'll give you a tally after the game. Hits two, their ball. He's got 31 in the game. Thank you, Derek. Bayshaw gets it in to Koppel, and that'll do it. Final score, 53-46. Warriors take a tough loss here in the first round of the playoffs, and that'll do it for this group of seniors. Jason Nelson, Sam White, Zach Blake, Kodiak Yeager, Tommy Jackson all have played their last game in a Warriors uniform. And so tough way to go out. They knew they were going to be in a tough matchup here against a very disciplined team. Max Goodman's done a good job with his team over the course of this year. He knows what their strengths are, and he plays to it.
Third quarter was really the difference when we, even though we played them even, they got Bayshaw back involved in the game at key moments.
Third quarter, after three, we were still up two, Ron.
Yeah.
But you're right, they got a little bit more active. But it was really that fourth quarter, we just didn't have any way to keep Valiz from getting some baskets there against us. He had 6 out of 7 from the foul line and 11 points in the fourth quarter of his 31. And 13 in the first half, 18 in the second half for the guy who was the best player on the floor tonight. He had 3 threes. I think he was 3 out of 4 or 3 out of 5 from three-point range. Which we talked about that this is, you know, that's where you have to make him beat you, and he did. You know, we gave him a couple uncontested ones, but nonetheless.
Goodman did a good strategy thing in that with about 3 minutes left to go, he switched to that 1-2-2, and it really stymied us. We didn't get a good shot after that.
Yeah, we really didn't look like we knew how to attack that. And where you have to attack that is you can't attack it from the top of the key.
That's from the side and into the middle.
Yep. And we didn't attack the middle of that at all, and that's what you have to do. They put Bayshaw, 6'4", long arms, good athlete at the top of that, and the Warriors continue to kind of run the same looks, trying to get shots at the top, and they're just not there. And they're not there on the wing either. You're right. You have to attack the high post in that, force guys to have to come in and then kick the ball back out, and then you'll get open looks, and we didn't do that.
Or catch someone going baseline because they've overcommitted with the lower people.
Zach Blake leading the way tonight with 19 points for the Warriors. Kodiak Yeager with 10. Tyler Parr, 6. Sammy White with 9. And Brian Hatch with 2 off the bench. Josh Ward held scoreless. Jason Nelson scoreless. We thought we might see something different in the second half, but just could not get either one of those guys. And Josh Ward with a couple of great moves and just could not get the ball to stay in.
Really, Jason has, his last couple ball games has not been a threat offensively.
Not like he was earlier in the year. Earlier in the year, he was hitting the spot up three, and he was really taking guys off the dribble and creating things. And somewhere early in February, that changed. I don't know why. Have no idea what happened there, but you're right. Jason wasn't the same the last couple weeks of the season. Overall, the Warriors,
you got nothing out of Wart, and you got nothing
out of Nelson.
Nelson and nothing out of Jackson, which you got all those guys in the ball game, and we don't.
Didn't get the offensive output out of them. Tough loss for the Warriors tonight. They lose 53-46. It was a nip-tuck game down to the last 2 minutes. We were tied at 41 with 2 minutes to go in this game. And R.J. Belize took over the fourth quarter, especially the last couple of minutes. He just kept attacking and kept attacking, got to the front of the rim. Even though he missed shots, he got to the foul line. He was 6 out of 7 from the foul line in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. The Warriors, as a team, 3 out of 5 from the foul line in the fourth. Blanchett Catholic, he was 6 out of 7. Koppel was 3 out of 5. So combined, they're 9 out of 12 from the foul line in the fourth quarter. That's pretty big.
They really got a couple of good bounces on missed shots, too, that gave them second and third shots.
They did.
That they converted. We come down and we had a couple of key turnovers, like the one where we threw it straight out of bounds, when
Warriors were up by as much as 9 in the second, early in the second quarter of this game.
Yeah.
And Blanchett fought back to make it a 4-point game at halftime. And then it was a 2-point game after 3 as the teams played back and forth. And then Blanchett got their first lead of the game in the fourth quarter. The Warriors came back, tied it up at 41, but just could not finish as strong as Blanchett did. Gave them everything they could handle tonight. Blanchett earned this victory. Beat us by playing the game that they wanted to play, and that's R.J. Valise attacking the rim. We talked about it before the game. We took Bayshaw out of the game, did a great job on him overall. He only had 4 points in the game, but we just did not have an answer for Valise. He just continues to attack and attack, and he kind of probes your defense until he can find a little weakness, and then he attacks.
It wears you out.
I think
we intensity in the defense was not, in the fourth quarter, was not what it was in the first.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you listening all year and here during the playoffs the last couple of nights. Warriors season comes to the end for the girls last night at Nissa by 9 and here at Blanchett by 7 tonight. No teams headed to Coos Bay this year, but hopefully we'll be back at it next year and have another exciting basketball season to get some teams down there to that Final 8, Ron.
It's a pretty good run for the boys to be in the state tournament.
5 straight years coming into this and almost made it a 6th. Well, thanks for joining us, Warrior fans. Wherever you are, thanks to Dave Adams and KLYC for providing the streaming and the radio service for us and the software support. Appreciate all he does for Amity Athletics. And good luck to the rest of the 3A teams as they advance on down to Coos Bay after tonight. Best of luck to them. Wherever you are tonight, thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting Warrior Athletics. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, my car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
For auto body repairs, one name remains top of mind. J&W CARSTAR Auto Body Repair Experts. It's the best option for collision repairs. Find us at jwcarstar.com and you can relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CARSTAR Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.